times are necessary if we want to see the fruit of patience grow in our lives. After all, who needs patience when life is easy and we get what we want, when we want? My good friend Mary Lohman defines patience in this way. Patience is accepting a difficult situation from God without giving him a timetable to remove it. I wonder how many times we ask God to get us out of a horrid situation now. Or we want him to have cleared up our difficulties before a particularly significant event comes along. Patience is accepting a difficult situation from God without giving him a timetable to remove it. But not everyone responds to their problems with patience. Some give up. They give up in defeat right in the middle of their difficulties. But others hang in there by continuing to believe God and his purposes, even though they don't fully understand what's going on. What about that Old Testament character, Job? He didn't give up on God, even though he suffered appalling calamity. His children died. He lost his livelihood. His health deteriorated. And throughout all this, he was on the receiving end of his wife's critical tongue. Later on in the book of James, we read this. James chapter 5, verse 11. Job is an example of a man who endured patiently. From his experience, we see how the Lord's plan finally ended in good, for he is full of tenderness and mercy. While we may not deliberately choose to go through tough times, they provide the right soil in which the fruit of patience can be cultivated. I remember being here, last time I was here was 3 years ago. And I think I remember mentioning to you then in one of my messages about my friend Margaret from Chicago, who was very ill with cancer at the time. Well, Margaret died 18 months ago from her illness. She used to write a blog that was so inspirational and such an encouragement to me. And on one of her blog posts, she wrote this: "I am at total peace that the Lord will heal me in his way and time, whether it be on earth or in heaven. Yet, being a typical human being, I want him to send me a private message telling me what the outcome will be. He has many lessons planned for me on the way that I would miss out on if he fast-forwarded to the ending. We are to grow in Christ-likeness during our journey here on earth. Patience is one of the virtues that we all struggle with, and I am no exception." Margaret wrote that she struggled with patience, yet she displayed endurance, perseverance, and an unwavering trust in God through very difficult and uncertain circumstances. Another example of exercising patience in tough times is when you suffer for doing what is right. And this can take various forms. Perhaps some of you are ridiculed for living according to biblical principles. Perhaps you are on the receiving end of prejudice or discrimination in a work situation, or because you take a stand on a particular issue. Maybe your relationships with some family members are hard because of your commitment to Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Apostle Peter said in one of his letters, 1 Peter 2, verse 20. "If you suffer for doing right and are patient beneath the blows, God is pleased with you." It's not suffering on its own that necessarily pleases God. It's not even suffering for doing right that this verse is talking about. But when we suffer for doing right and are patient in the process, that's what pleases God. So there we are, first of all, discovery number one. Patience has the best chance of flourishing when times are tough.